General Motors CEO Mary Barra was back on Capitol Hill today. She was there offering more testimony on the growing ignition switch recall problem, which has been linked to 13 deaths and the recall of some 6 million GM vehicles. Joining us now from Washington is Detroit News D.C. Bureau Chief David Shepherdson. David, Mary Barra wasn't out there all alone this time before that House subcommittee. She came with independent investigator Anton Valukas and his 300-page report. Did that help or hurt?
I think it helped, actually, because, you know, a lot of the specific questions the committee asked about the report, Mr. Valukas answered, you know, and she could focus more on what GM was going to do in the future, what policies it had changed to address the series of failures that led to the delay of the ignition switch recall for more than 10 years. So, you know, overall, the questioning was a lot gentler than the last time because the committee didn't express frustration with Mary that she was not able to answer so many different questions. And this time, there were really no questions they couldn't answer, with the exception of the why. I mean, oftentimes they just asked, why didn't, you know, employees change the part number or, you know, communicate with supervisors? And that still remains kind of the one stubborn question of what went wrong.
So you kind of do feel that the report did contain answers. But there's still, I can gather from reading some of these quotes, quite a sense of anger.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have universal condemnation on both sides of the aisle about why did GM allow this to happen over a period of 10 years and what was systemically wrong with the culture. I mean, over and over again, members said, you got a company of 220,000 people. Why didn't anybody raise their hand or blow the whistle? Even at the VA, with all the problems they had, there were multiple whistleblowers. You know, what was the problem at GM? And you know, they referenced a lot of the issues with GM's culture, like employees were under the belief they weren't supposed to take notes during critical safety meetings. They didn't want to put things in writing or use language like dangerous or recall or Kevorkian-like in any of these memos for fear that they could be used later by plaintiff's attorneys. And sort of that cultural failing and the need of the company to spend years and years in committees investigating and never taking action is just something that the company now finds indefensible, and it's, you know, it's not a pretty picture to have to sit there and take the, you know, take the heat as they go on and on.
Do you think, having been there once, she was ready for it in maybe a different way this time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they say, you know, practice makes everybody better at anything, right? And this is her third congressional hearing, and she's faced the music. She had, you know, two, you know, significant press conferences on the report and the company's annual meeting. So she's answered a lot of questions about this tough issue. So no, I think she was very well prepared. There were certain things the committee wanted her to answer, like how much is, you know, their outside compensation expert Ken Feinberg going to propose paying victims, and she was not going to offer any details on that until they make that public sometime by the end of this month. So no, I thought she was very polished. You know, she didn't get rattled. You know, it didn't have the kind of emotional intensity that the Senate hearing had, where, you know, Senator Boxer said she was, you know, disappointed in Mary Barra as a woman, and, you know, there was just a lot of, it was very heated, which, you know, this one just didn't feel to have the same intensity.
Now, remind us again, does Mary Barra have a return engagement with the Senate committee now?
She does. It's likely going to happen in mid-July. The Senate is on its own pace, so that's probably both the good and the bad news for GM. You know, good news being that by that point, the Ken Feinberg's compensation proposal will be out there, which will defray a lot of the questions that she got today. By the other hand, that's another, you know, 3 weeks roughly from now, which means it stays in the headlines. But frankly, you know, once GM gets through the compensation proposal and then gets through the next hearing, then the issue probably settles back to the back burner until, you know, potentially years before these lawsuits get resolved, before the Justice Department, the SEC, and the state attorney generals wrap up what could be a very long investigation.
Detroit News D.C. Bureau Chief David Shepherdson. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it.